Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity to speak on behalf of Waterlex. Thank you also to the countries for sharing the information, which was very interesting on how you're able to implement this area of work on equitable access. I would like to briefly recall the work of Waterlex on capacity building activities at national level, in addition to working on water governance related human rights with actors such as service providers, governments, or civil society organizations. Waterlex also works with national human rights institutions. As you know, national human rights institutions can strongly contribute to ensuring equitable access thanks to their unique mandate on human rights. Their work at national level can help, for example, identify possible marginalized groups and how their access to water and sanitation is affected. NHRIs also are also identified in the guidance note as actors that should be involved in the development of action plans. And Waterlex, to this effect, is closely working with NHRIs to strengthen their capacities in the area of water governance related to human rights. For example, we'll be hosting a training for the NHRIs of Georgia and Armenia at the end of this month. This is financed by Finland. This three-day training will be followed by activities that will be implemented by those two institutions at national level, and it will include monitoring of the rights to water and sanitation. This is only one example to illustrate that there are synergies that can arise between the work undertaken by NHRIs and the work that is being done by actors in the water sector. Finally, I would like to highlight the importance of the human rights-based approach in the broader water governance, from water management to small-scale supply and supply in institutional settings, to ensure the full realization of the human rights to water and sanitation and ensure equitable and universal access. Thank you very much.